What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
We refuse to let summer come to an end, and it is painfully hot. In fact, we got to listen to some of this audio. Jake was out in the streets again with Joyce Moise. She is his armpit ambassador, also known as
his deputy,
and when he does these pit checks in the streets, and we'll get to some of that audio coming up. But we do not want to let summer end because it's hot. And summer's fun. People usually are in a better mood during the summer. So as a result, we are throwing an endless summer barbecue with Royal Otis. Some other surprises we can't go into on the air. We'd love you to join us at this event. And right now, we're looking for anyone who needs a barbecue or concert redo because you got injured. These are two places that you go to with fun in mind. And a couple of wrong moves, like me, end up getting a third-degree burn on your mouth because you couldn't wait for the meat to cool off on the shish kebab skewer.
Yeah, but both very fun environments normally, and environments that people want to be at more during the summertime. So, of course, the summer injuries are up in both concert venues and at backyard barbecues.
I talked about how I have been dealing with sausage toe. That is a summer injury because of people wearing flip-flops more or going around bare feet, knocking their toes, breaking toes, and just going through life thinking this will heal itself, and then they get stuck with a deformed toe for the rest of their life. And what is your story? We will invite at least one of you to join us for our barbecue happening a week from tomorrow. Amanda, we kick it off with you. Where'd you hurt yourself, barbecue or concert?
Barbecue.
What happened?
The grill fork fell on my arm and punctured through.
Oh my God, it punctured?
Man.
Yes, and I was 8 years old.
Was it like sticking out of your arm? Like, was it stuck in there?
Yeah.
So cool. I mean, it's freaky as well because then no one really knows what to do. But the grill utensils are always the sharpest version of the utensils because, you know, they're the most metal, they're the strongest. It's not like
thick
that.
Thick metal, too.
Yeah, not that pussy plastic crap you have in the house. When you're dealing with the grill, it's all like stainless steel and sharp.
And I would imagine because the points are hot, it's going through your skin it's so much faster rate.
Amanda, I know it's been a few years. Do you still have scars to prove this injury existed?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I had to get stitches. It was pretty gnarly.
And still to this day, though, if someone were to look at your arm and they said, what, you get attacked by a shark? You're like, no, that was a barbecue grill. That was a barbecue fork.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
How many stitches?
Six.
Wow.
All right, hold on 1 second.
That's a lot for an 8-year-old.
That's a barbecue injury. Let's say hi to Alex. Alex, you hurt yourself at a concert or a barbecue?
At a concert.
What happened?
It was at a death metal show. I was headbanging, going crazy in the pit. At one point, I got hit and had a concussion, and I wasn't able to headbang for like 6 months after.
That's what the doctor said? No headbanging for 6 months?
No joke. That is actually what she told me.
Is that a tough ask of you?
I mean, every song I play, I have to move something.
Yeah. This guy's like, gets in his car for the doctor, and all of a sudden it's Nirvana, smells with teeth.
He's like, oh, no, damn it. I just have to sit and listen to this.
I gotta wear one of those stupid neck braces.
The doctor said.
Concussion from headbanging. That is a concert injury.
Some people consider that a successful concert.
I would agree with that. Hey, Felicia, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
So I almost blew off some of my fingers with the propane tank.
Oh, here
at
we
a concert?
Go. That's exciting. That's yeah. That's got to be a barbecue-related injury. What happened with the propane tank?
So pretty much I'm the only one in the family that knows how to work the barbecue pit.
Sounds like none you don't.
None of them told me they were trying several times, so all the gas from the propane was coming out. So when I went in to try, it was just full-on flames. My whole arm, three of my fingers got burnt with the fire.
So they were trying, they couldn't light it, but all the propane just kept building and building and building and building. And then you finally got it lit, and it was just like a hot box of fumes, right?
No one seemed to inform me on that part.
All right, so she almost blew herself up trying to light the grill. That's a pretty good injury right there.
There is that moment where it kind of goes...
Hey, Mike.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You're on K-Rock. Concert injury or barbecue injury?
Barbecue injury.
What happened?
We were hanging out with Buddy, and he let me know his neighbor built a nice little cool dirt track for his kid. And we climbed up on top of those metal geodomes with the, it looks like a half of a soccer ball. And I had flip-flops on. Well, next thing I know, I'm trying to catch my breath because I slipped on my flip-flops and decided to break 3 ribs. In 2 places, and the third one decided to fracture in 3 places.
Because you were attempting to climb around at a child's apparatus at a backyard barbecue in flip-flops.
Yes, just to see the racetrack next door. That's why you don't climb in flip-flops and after consuming mass quantities.
Yeah, all right. That's now we're talking broken bones now. We finally entered the realm of broken bones.
Well, I mean, the amount of things, I mean, this I know didn't happen at a concert, but when you're trying to get a better view, people will climb on things that they are not supposed to climb on, and I would imagine a lot of injuries happen there.
Noah, you're on K-Rock. How did you injure yourself at a barbecue and or a concert? We could invite you to our barbecue concert, also known as the Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis. What's up?
I think it's supposed to say Nelly. Anyways, I got injured at a concert. I was at a punk concert. I was about to do the Wall of Death, and I ended up slipping on a beer puddle. So everybody stepped all over me, and I had to claw myself back up.
So you were attempting to get to the Wall of Death, and you couldn't even get to the Wall of Death because it was a puddle of beer that took you down first?
Yeah, actually, I was right in front, where the gap was, and I was about to start running. And I just slipped, and I banged off my knees, and I got all scraped. And other than that, I didn't break a bone.
I do feel bad for people at fun events that are... in, you know, injury timeout, right? Because the event should be fun.
Yeah.
And whenever I go by that first aid tent at a show, I think
there's someone there with a bloody nose. You're like,
oh
man.
That was so great a moment ago.
Yeah, they were having such a great time until 5 minutes
ago. Shelby, what happened to you? We're going to give one of you a do-over. You get to come hang with us. Shelby, what happened to you?
I was at a concert and I broke my knee in the mosh pit.
Oh!
And 10 days later, I developed a blood clot that traveled to my heart and lungs and was hospitalized. With a bilateral pulmonary embolism where I shouldn't be alive right now, but somehow I am.
Whoa, dude. And yeah. Do you still mosh?
I don't still mosh. That was just like a year ago. My knee has finally gotten somewhat better. Like, it still hurts to walk upstairs.
And they believe that...
It's time to get back out there!
They believe that this the reason for the blood clot that traveled to your heart was because of the moshing-related injury?
Yeah, that was one of the factors, and possibly birth control, but...
Oh, all right. Well, that's a whole different story.
Moshing and birth control. Yeah. Equal risk
right,
there.
Fair enough. I think moshing is the ultimate birth control. You mosh enough. Take care of those couple elbows. Let's say hi to Gage, and then we have to wrap it up. Gage?
Hey, good morning, Klein and Allie. What's going on?
What's up with you?
So I got hurt this weekend in a mosh pit at a concert, at a backyard show in Long Beach.
So you're currently injured. Right now you're calling from IR as we speak?
I am calling in a crutch and a boot, my friend.
Oh, man. What happened?
Yeah. So basically, we dressed up as 80-year-old men in, like, full makeup prosthetics because we were shooting some content for my band's upcoming single. We come creeping into the party with, like, a walker and a cane, and people were like, yo, who the heck are these old guys? And as soon as the music hit, my buddy and I just, like, charged the people in front of us and started a massive pit. But I got some advice for all the K-Rock listeners out there. Never wear loafers, brand new loafers, into a mosh pit.
Very slippery. Loafers are the slipperiest food, shoes.
It smashed my ankle. I got, like, as soon as it happened, I walked right out to the camera. I was like, I think I just broke my ankle.
It's funny because you walked in with a fake walker, and now you have a crutch and a boot.
That's called manifesting, my friend. All right, Allie. We heard from lots of people, a lot of injuries, barbecue injuries, concert injuries. Who do we give a redo to hang with us a week from Friday?
I mean, I feel like we have to give it to the woman who almost died.
All right. She went moshing. She broke a knee. The knee turned into a blood clot. It made it up to her heart, almost killed her. She also has a birth control issue, maybe. We're not sure. But regardless, we will see you for our little show with Royal Otis and barbecue galore, and that'll be happening next week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.